Jerry Nadler ups rhetoric after another assassination attempt on Trump, America's chief insurrectionist. By Hannah Knudsen on April 28, 2026. Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, is upping his rhetoric against President Donald Trump. Referring to the duly elected commander-in-chief as America's chief insurrectionist just days after yet another failed assassination attempt. Nadler used the divisive and false description this week as he promoted legislation to ban Trump's name from appearing on federal buildings. Donald Trump is a convicted felon, a twice impeached president, and America's chief insurrectionist, Nadler said, concluding that Trump's name on a federal building or monument would be associated with tyranny as well. His name is unfit to honor our nation's buildings. I'm proud to introduce this bill to stop Donald Trump from using taxpayer-funded buildings for his personal vanity projects, because New Yorkers deserve public spaces that they can respect, not monuments to tyranny and corruption, the Democrat said. A video accompanying his statement on X showed a variety of establishment media headlines on the issue, including one from The Guardian that reads, "Dictator vibes as dear leader Trump puts name front and center." Nadler's announcement came on Monday, just 2 days after another failed assassination attempt on President Trump. The accused would-be assassin, Cole Allen, a California teacher, espoused his anti-Trump sentiments in a manifesto. The manifesto reads in part, "I would still go through most everyone here to get to the targets if it were absolutely necessary, on the basis that most people chose to attend a speech by a pedophile, rapist, and traitor, and are thus complicit, but I really hope it doesn't come to that. I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes," he allegedly wrote. Despite the existence of the manifesto, former President Barack Obama claimed that the would-be assassin's motives remained unclear. The left-wing cult of hatred against the president and all of those who support him and work for him has gotten multiple people hurt and killed. And it almost did so again this weekend, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said during a Monday press conference in the aftermath of the incident. Ask yourselves, how different is the rhetoric from this almost assassin than what you read on social media and hear in various forums every single day? The answer, if you're being honest with yourself, is that there is no difference at all, she said. Much of the manifesto of the would-be assassin is indistinguishable from the words that we hear daily from so many. Related, Trump rushed from White House correspondents' dinner after reported shooting. On Monday, the Justice Department formally charged Allen with attempting to assassinate Trump.